This is No Pink Spandex episode 99 for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010. Brought to you by Emma Hanna, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Hanna without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com.
Royal Rumble, Lisa.
Shame.
Royal Rumble.
I was watching the Grammys and the movie. Like, I was watching the movie during the commercials. Hello.
What? Come on. Edge made his return, okay? Big deal. And he eliminated John Cena to win the Royal Rumble. And John Cena got injured. Yay! John Cena's injured.
We love injuries.
For John Cena, we do. We always love it when John Cena gets injured. We want to see him die is what we want to see. Stupid John Cena.
Oh, boy. All right. So,
speaking of fights, guess who made their debut on MMA?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and he won with Chris Jericho's favorite move, arm bar.
Yes, I know. That's what I was like, oh, my goodness. Number four, arm bar.
That was a pretty crappy armbar too, though, by the way. That was like, it was weak. Weak sauce.
The guy tapped out. I guess it wasn't that weak.
An armbar in general is pretty, you tap out if you can cinch it in. Anybody would tap out. This isn't wrestling where an armbar is a transitional move. It actually hurts in real life.
I'm just saying.
You know.
Just saying. But I mean, the fight itself, it was like, okay. That
was
happened.
Brief, yeah.
That tends to happen if you don't know what you're doing.
Really?
It tends to be a really quick fight, yeah.
I thought this other guy was, like, experienced, though.
No. They're both.
Why? Did you just assume he was experienced because he was black?
That's right.
He's had lots of fights in his life?
I don't know. Well, no, because he's the Mack truck. He's got a nickname, so I figured.
They all have nicknames. I don't know if this is his nickname, but one has a mustache that was in the same event.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they call him the mustache. I mean, he probably has another nickname, but really,
that's
who calls
nasty.
Him that?
Yeah, really.
Like, what do they call? What do they call JDF?
Fearless Frank.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like the guy with a ball sack on his chin.
What? I'm gonna say chin pubes. Come on,
chin sack. Chin sack. We'll call him chin sack.
No. But yeah, no, it was very brief. It was very I laughed a little bit when he slipped.
Did you?
I was like, woohoo, oh. Everyone was like, oh,
he's going, oh, he's going down.
You know. And then the YouTube video I saw, the lady was like, Jason, calm down, calm down, calm down.
Stupid Jason, David Frank. Lame.
Hey,
well,
he won.
Yeah. I'm so glad he did. I don't care if he loses from now until.
Why are you so? Why is people care that he won? Why
because,
is this such a
big
deal?
You don't want because, like, when you talk about the stigma that the Power Ranger fans have, it's nice to have a winner on our side.
We do have winners on our side. We got plenty of winners on our side.
Well, this guy's killing people for a living.
We have Keith Robinson. Hello, there's a winner.
Did he win a Grammy tonight?
No, come on.
Oh,
now.
But he was chopping it up.
I know you'll be sad to me.
Girl was the best video of all time.
But no, I mean, I was reading some articles or whatever, and like, you know, for their weigh-in, when they go in for their weigh-in, you know, I don't know if it was either the black guy or somebody else in the room. They were like, "Oh, look, it's the Pink Ranger." When go weigh-in,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Were they talking to the other guy, or were they talking to Jason?
Jason.
Oh,
yeah. So you know, everybody. Yeah, that's stigma, man. Everybody's, you know. So I'm glad he won. So
yeah.
People can like back up and just shut up for a sec. You know what I mean?
Well, there's lots of really cool, like legitimately tough people in Power Rangers. It's just that they all played putties.
It's hilarious. Nah, I mean, look, he, you know, Jason, he can, I mean, look, he is new to the MMAs, but you know, he's a good martial artist. You can't take that away from him. You can't take that away from him. Right? Give the guy some credit. Mm. Jeez. Anywho's, this MMPR stuff. How about that? Well, those apples. Switching places. Come on. This is like one of
Oh,
my
that's right.
favorite episodes of all time.
I had to
All
remember.
time.
I had to remember what the episode was first. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if there's anything. Did he update his site yet? Because I like it when he updates his site.
What are you talking about?
Oh, John Green?
Yeah, I want to see if he. Dang, he didn't do it yet. Man, he needs to update this stuff before our podcast because he always does it like the day after. Not cool. Because then I can like look at pictures and remember what I missed, you know?
Yeah, see, this is why you watch like, in half an hour before we record. Then, right, I remember everything. Woohoo!
Ahem, a Royal Rumble.
I
Royal
used to
Rumble.
notes. Anyway.
Notes.
Notes.
I took notes when an awesome season was on. That's when I took
Mighty
notes.
Morphin isn't awesome? Come on now.
It's tolerable.
The
So,
classics, you gotta give it up.
well, you have to love the terrible plot of, hey, Billy made this machine that he wants to read people's minds.
Yes. And if there's anybody on the team that's going to appreciate his genius, it's going to be Kimberly.
That's what I thought too. I'm like, all right, he's inviting the cheerleader over and not the Asian who's actually translating his techno speak for them.
Hell, any of them would have been better than Kimberly.
He's like, well,
Jason would have been marginally better.
yeah, but it's not as funny when they switch bodies, when they switch
That's true.
places.
I think this is the episode that really made me like Billy as a character because I thought it was funny.
Yeah, like this episode, I remember seeing this and I was like, oh, well, I'm not
Bad
seeing it when it
jokes.
aired because, again, I missed it. But back in the day, like when the reruns and I saw it, I was like, wow, an episode I actually like because it's funny and it's cool. But then I love the my favorite edit of the new people, the reversioned or whatever. It's when Bulk and Skull are like, sneaking up on them and stuff. And then Bulk is thinking about food, and then Skull is thinking about Bulk and food. It's great.
It's
I
kind of
didn't get
creepy,
that. It's like,
actually. That's
why does he want Bulk's head on a cake? I
he
don't
wants to eat Bulk cake.
get
I guess. Yeah, it didn't make.
Disney, if you're gonna add jokes, make them funny. I don't get it.
I don't even think that qualifies as a joke. Just
No, this is ridiculous.
random like Photoshop.
No, it's hilarious because it's so bad. It's so great. It's badly great. It really is. Come on. Come on. You
It
have
just left
random head,
utterly. Just left
floating
utterly
head.
confused. Just like, what? Wait, what? Cake? Okay, I understand Bulk likes cake. He's fat, got it, haha. But Skull likes Bulkhead cake.
Yes.
That
Yes.
mean
Come
he's
on.
in love with Bulk, or
Well,
he's in love
no,
with
because
cake?
he's taken Bulk's head. He's like chopped it off. He wants to get rid of him.
Look,
Ooh,
he can't
this
do
is
anything
like.
without Bulk. That's what it is.
This
That's
is like a
even
look into
more
his
disturbing.
psyche. It's like, I need to get rid of Bulk. I want his head on not a silver platter, but a strawberry cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Love
it's
it.
disturbing.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap. But no, they, and then what's his face? It was a Squatter Babu, like, who messed with the
Squad is the one that
squat.
came in.
He's like, hey, I'm going to mess with the stuff.
Yeah, I like that. He comes in, he undetected in the middle of the night, not to kill Billy, but to switch wires on his device.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he knew exactly which wires to switch. Well, you know,
Exactly.
you could switch any wire, I would imagine.
Yeah, but you switch wires at random, it would just break the machine. He knows how to make it transfer minds.
Well, I don't know if
Just
that was
don't
his
get.
objective.
I just don't know how Squat is able to sneak in anywhere. I mean, he's just like big and crap. I mean, come on now.
And I know he does it a couple more times in the series too. He's always sneaking in, not to kill people, but to just to do mischief.
Yeah, didn't he sneak in that episode with Trini has her creepy doll?
Yeah, the doll, yep. And then I think there's an episode with Kimberly where he's kind of like outside her window or something.
Well, what about the episode where he poisons Uncle Steve? Well,
Yo,
that's true. He finally,
squat
yeah,
does
he
a
gets,
lot, yo.
yeah, he's all into the sabotage. Yeah,
Sabotage.
lots of squat action.
Yo, and there was a lot of teleporting action too. It's like teleport here,
It was
teleport there.
lots of teleport, just random, like, okay, teleport the Rangers here. Okay, they got teleport them over there, Alpha. Teleport them back here. What?
You need a
What?
pep talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little disorienting.
It's like, teleport them, get the lamp. Okay, teleport them, yeah, let's come back. All right, teleport them. Look, I need a sandwich. All right, teleport them back. I mean, come on.
It's like we have 5 seconds of Sentai footage that makes sense. We're going to use it no matter what. Teleport. Then like that random scene where the ranger's just standing in the grass and like looking up, and all of a sudden then they cut to a scene of Rita. I'm like, what? They're just
Was it on the
standing there in the
mountain?
middle of a field.
Holy crap. And then where did the lamp come from the planet K9?
K9 and
K9
the like
something.
the
It was K9 something. Yeah. And
the
Gold,
something
what is,
galaxy.
I always like the footage that I see a million times, like the footage of Golda just standing there talking to someone at random.
Yes, with a
On the
sword.
balcony,
Like, I
yep.
am
Yeah,
going
she
to
sees.
do this and
They
we are.
use that footage a lot.
Yes. Yes. It's really the quintessential clip, that they
Yes.
have to go to. It really is.
I know he stood there to give Tommy some instructions when he was evil. I remember him doing that.
Oh, there's a lot everywhere.
Yeah,
Like every
every
season.
episode. And that's the new footage of him too.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. I think that's the stuff that they filmed because they don't have anything from the series. They just built that wall. So
Yeah,
it doesn't
because
look like the rest of the palace.
because yeah, Goldar is like off in some quote unquote corner, and like it doesn't look anything like the Sentai footage.
Yeah, because
It's really new.
I think a lot of the Sentai footage of him standing there is him standing there next to Scorpina.
Yeah, that's true.
And they use that scene a lot too, where they kind of look at each other and give each other the eye. Yeah.
And yet they never showed the footage of her with the baby. I wonder
Interesting.
why.
So fair. They should have woven that into the season, man. Like
They should have. That would have been
spawn
fun.
child.
I don't think they want to like wove in the fact of some woman having sex with a big monkey.
But she's not really a woman.
She looks like one.
Well, she's an alien though.
It's
She turns
like,
into a
well,
big
hey,
scorpion.
if you look like a person, you get spared. Like in
Well, that's right. She'll get cleansed by
like in
the
Countdown to
Breaker.
Destruction. Yeah, they
Yeah.
saved Eve Attacks because she looked human. But she's clearly not because she's got a big frog tongue.
That's why she's awesome.
Holy
Get
crap.
cleansed.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, there's this whole thing at the school where Billy and Killamy's body is trying to be all kicking a cheese souffle. Oh no, even before then. Okay, so like it cuts to her like lipstick all over her face.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
looking like she just blew a clown. She did.
I mean, seriously, like it is not hard. I mean, he kept missing his mouth. I mean, is he that blind? Come on now. Come on.
Yeah,
And it's not
honestly,
like
I
Billy hasn't put it on before. Come on now.
yeah, and explain that to me. How come if you transfer minds, you also transfer eyesight? How do you transfer eyesight?
Nearsightedness is all in your head. Come on now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, at least they didn't transfer clothes. I mean, like,
They
Kimberly.
did change clothes,
Yeah, but I
though.
mean, like Kimberly, like
Just look
Kimberly
frumpy.
looked frumpy. Yeah, I mean, if Billy was walking around looking like some skinny hoe and junk, I'd be like, hey now,
Billy
Billy.
should have walked
Well,
around
he did
in
kind of dress
like a
up, though. He had a
little.
little vest on. He was
Yeah.
very crisp.
He should have walked around in a tight shirt that said Miss on it.
That would have been great.
A belly shirt. What's up? What's up, boys? Billy in the house.
Seriously, that'd be hilarious. Holy crap. But
And
yeah.
honest, that still wouldn't be as bad as Jason walking around with his combination wife beater yuppie sweater around his neck. What was that?
Yeah, I don't get
Tied around his neck. What are you doing?
I do remember, like, on the panel, some panel at Paramorphicon, Austin kept saying that, like, one of the I guess the wardrobe people or whatever, they would, give him something to wear, and then the girl would come in and be like, oh no, we need to take the sleeves on that one. Oh no, we need to take the sleeves on that one. Can he go shirtless? Oh, okay, let's do,
I
so
remember
it's
that.
like a whole bunch of like sleeveless shirts. I
Yeah,
mean,
they never wanted him in clothes.
sweaters, whatever, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it looks whatever.
Very gratuitous.
Yeah, seriously. Little pedophile, on set. I'm just saying. Watch out for them cougars. But yeah, I love how when Billy was with the kid, and hey, this computer is gonna blow up by pressing one key.
Yeah, how does that work? Has that ever happened before? The computer starts shaking violently and then blows up.
Well, when you're Kimberly, you're that bad, I guess. At computing.
Or if you're making your balloon souffle.
He's never cooked before. That's a woman's job. Come on now.
Well, hey, you look at the class. It was all girls and one dude. Gay.
That is so true. It's like, I mean, further, and then she puts the souffle in the microwave. No kind of ovens at all.
It's like, teacher isn't going to stand up and tell you to not put the souffle in the microwave at all.
I mean, come on. I mean, even if it was a toaster oven, you know how long those take? Come on.
No.
Come
That's
on.
A girl's job. I don't know.
That's a girl's job. Like, that was so slapsticky. I mean, even for Power Rangers, that was so slapsticky.
I liked it.
The makeup, to the souffle, to the computer, all that crap.
I know. For some odd reason, I liked it too. Because it didn't bore me like the other stuff. Like, okay, yes, we're going to save the earth. We're going to clean up this dump. Yay! I'm like, boring. You know, like, that's, you know, this with the whole, you know, Billy trying to talk all Valley Girl and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I like it, but now I feel like I shouldn't like it. Like, I feel dirty liking it.
Well, yeah, we should. I mean, this is like guilty pleasure territory right here.
Yeah, it's...
You don't bring it up in class, you know, you just keep it to yourself.
It's amazing. Amazing. Nope. Best episode of all time.
And I like the little nuances in there, too, like when Billy's lecturing his kid or whatever, and he's got the little... He kind of puts his finger around his ear, like he's brushing back some hair or whatever.
Like, I didn't notice that. Did not notice the hairbrush.
It's like, sweetie, you're balding. Don't stop.
Oh. Sad but true.
Holy crap. But yeah, I mean, other than that, and because like there wasn't really, like, in the first 10 minutes, it was like the slapstick crap and then lots of teleporting. And then like the last 10, it was like, you know, oh, well, they found the source of the power, which was defeating the Rangers. It was from the lamp. And Alpha had the lamp. And then Alpha's like, Sora, we gotta destroy it now. We gotta get rid of it now. The Rangers are in trouble, throwing up gang signs and stuff. You know, he was all like, mad at Zordon. He was like, come on, we gotta destroy it now. The Rangers are in trouble. Oh, gang signs, mother bleeper. And then Zordon's like, hold on. We cannot destroy it because if you do it too soon, you may destroy the Rangers. You must.
I don't even get that.
Well, there's a lot of confusing things with the lamp, too, because their original plan was like, all right, let's hide the genie in the lamp and send it to Earth so it won't be detected by Zordon. And so what do? They put him in the lamp and then send Squat and Babu down with it, and they detect it right away.
Because they dropped it. Because they're retarded.
Well, just because they're still...
So if they're holding it, you can't detect it, but if you drop it on the ground, all of a sudden you can detect it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, because when they dropped it, it started to come out. The genie started to come out, and he was like, uh-oh, look what we did.
Shouldn't they just be able to detect Squat and Babu?
I know. I can't.
Wait, that's right. Squat has amazing stealth skills.
Exactly.
They detected Babu.
He's the go-to guy.
Damn Babu.
Babu should have stayed home.
Basically. Messing up the plans. God.
Squat's all ninja-y. It's great. I love it.
It was just like a whole stretch of like, all right, we need to like stretch this Sentai footage. No, wait, can't destroy the lab yet. And then Zordon's like, no, not yet.
Genie and his evil crank screw, whatever that was.
Yeah.
I like that. That was a neat looking weapon.
But he had to crank it to make it do
it. It's old fashioned, you know? Ancient weapon.
I know. Genie's from like 50 million years ago, man.
Dude, and the genie
ain't
must be like.
Yet.
Genie must be crazy powerful though, because the Rangers couldn't beat him. They
yeah,
didn't.
He was. He had that Megazord on the ground. It was pretty cool.
I know. They didn't beat him. They never did. They got lucky. Alpha had to save him.
That's true.
Bunch of punks.
That's what I'm saying. Alpha's mad gangster, man. He don't play.
With his lamp destroying ability.
Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, he scared Zordon enough with his gang signs, and Zordon's like, okay, all right,
all right, destroy it now.
yes, you can see the map. Because seriously, Alpha just kept whining, yo, like, we need to destroy them. Oh my goodness, all time. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was like, come on, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode.
Don't forget all the mad Bulk and Skull stuff. I mean, I love them as each other. That was great.
Oh, that's true.
They wore each other's clothes.
It's like, Skull's all like, his voice is all down here. Like, okay, we need to do stuff. And
Volk
then
has to do
Skull's just like,
the
I'm doing that. I'm not even trying to.
laugh. No.
Oh my goodness. But that was hilarious. That was hilarious. But, I just, overall, even though stuff don't make sense, they made a little less sense this time around. It's like, oh, look, they got a little story going on. But I can't help but like it. I
Yeah,
do.
it's enjoyable. It's classic.
Yeah.
Props to the switching places.
That's right. That's
Somebody's
episode
to like,
5.
somebody's like, tell the government that this teenage kid can switch minds with people, because that's crazy. He does quite a bit of stuff in all of the series. He's got all sorts of crazy inventions. He's got his little flying beetle.
I know, right?
That's true.
Seriously, he
I
worked for the
wonder if he
government.
did all this stuff because he ganked the stuff from Zordon or something.
Well, no,
Stole.
because he stole the teleportation from Zordon. He's
Yeah,
doing all sorts of stuff.
Billy's a dirty thief. That's what he is.
Right.
Billy's probably not even that smart. He needed to use all Alpha stuff, Zordon stuff.
He's just
Probably.
looking through the computer going, oh, this is neat. This is
Yeah.
neat.
I'll say I created this.
Let me
Sure.
print this out on
See,
my
that's where Alpha learned it from. He learned his gangstaness from Billy. That's what it is, man. Billy is a what?
No, he didn't learn it from Billy because he's inviting Zach over for gangster lessons.
For dancing lessons. He learns his gang
Dancing.
stuff. He invites Billy over to learn how to be a player. Player.
Play
What?
on, play on.
You know that's the reason why he invited Kimberly over. Player.
That's
Yeah, I
right.
gotta
He's like,
invite
yeah,
no
I'm gonna read your
Jason.
mind.
Trini. I don't want no
Yeah, see,
Trini and all
I know how
that.
to read your mind, quote unquote. Let me try to read your mind. And you can read my mind anytime. I mean, you know how he is. You know how he is.
You know, as soon as he got a chance, when Billy was in Kimberly's body, he just took off her clothes and started touching stuff.
He did.
Yeah.
They did switch clothes, though.
Yeah, he's like, hey, check out these babies.
I
Yeah,
just
yeah.
had to take a shower at your house. I'm sorry.
That's right. Don't worry, I get rid of the fish smell. I don't like fish. I hate fish.
He does hate fish.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. But he doesn't like deaf girls. He's
No one
like,
likes deaf girls.
he
That you,
loves him.
if you had to choose
He loves
between
them
Kimberly
deaf girls.
and a
Come on.
deaf girl. Yeah. Yeah, because they can't scream. Wait, yes, they can. That's not. Can she scream? Or
She
can she just go? Can she just go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the scream would be kind of not as loud, but it
So he
would
can
be.
do whatever he wants.
Oh crap! Lord Jesus!
Yeah,
Oh
playa.
yes, play on, play on.
That's right, Rufy.
Stupid! Holy crap! Is there anything else about this episode that we haven't butchered yet?
Well, I was just gonna say at the end of the show, there's a scene where Zack is on his communicator, and his left hand is up, and he's talking to Zordon or whatever,
Oh, the
and
claw.
yeah, there's just a big shot of the missing finger, and I'm like, why did I not notice it during the first run? I never noticed. It was like years later when I finally
Yeah, no
realized
one,
he's missing a finger.
a lot of people didn't notice. It was like, what? Really? He's missing a finger?
That was
Like,
such a huge, I mean, it was just right there. It was right in the middle of the
gaping
screen.
hole. It's like, dang, you can
The
like see
claw.
through everything.
The claw is disgusting. I don't like to see the claw.
No.
It's interesting to look at. I'm fascinated.
Nothing wrong with the claw. Not
Yeah,
wrong.
there is. You know
Not
what's wrong with the
wrong
claw? There's not
with.
enough fingers on it.
Not wrong with. You can get into the tighter situations, a little easier. There's less room. Or more room for you
Kind of
to.
situations are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, some. If you gotta get into that cookie jar, you know what I'm saying? Regular people can't reach all the way down. Zach can.
Yeah, but he can't give the shocker.
He can't catch. He got the other hand. He can, yeah. He
It's
can
yeah.
rock the other hand. I'm just saying.
Night.
But yeah, I like this episode. I do. It's,
It
more.
is one of the more entertaining ones of all the first few.
Exactly.
Definitely. Probably the most entertaining one so far.
Well, yeah. Yeah, seriously. That's why
I
we
don't know,
keep.
Food Fight was pretty entertaining.
Food Fight was, a little long on the food and the fighting. I know that's the episode. I know it is.
It's the title.
I know the title, but you know how I feel.
Just like the Slender. Switch places.
High Five was entertaining for all the wrong reasons. High Five was just really bad.
Billy, you're too high.
I mean, Billy, you're Jason too high. Bonk Billy with his wiener. And their stupid human chain thing.
Oh, come on, that's no. Epic. Epic.
And the space shuttle of doom.
Well, that was cool too. Because I knew as a kid, I was like, that doesn't make no sense. But
it was just an odd episode, that one.
But yeah, Switching Places, man, that's a classic. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's all good times.
Yeah, that was the first one I liked because I actually liked it, not because I liked it because it was so bad
and
stupid.
Right. Yeah, so
next week's iGuy. Yeah.
Oh, iGuy.
And then after that, so what is your favorite episode, Lisa?
Which?
Uncle Steve.
I think. Oh, probably the sketch.
Yep.
Can't wait. See, Uncle Steve. See, it gets better. It gets
better. They hit their stride pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah, and then they hit that big speed bump around
shut
episode
up. Shut
17.
The hell up. Shut the hell up.
Big. That,
whatever.
That's five episode speed bump.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. You can shut up too. I cannot wait till we get to that because it's going to be on. That's right.
I think they should just skip it.
I think I should skip you.
A whole month of that? Oh my God.
I'm on y'all need to stop the hate. Stop the haters.
Well, look, my suggestions on Facebook. The Jason David Frank official fan page. Nope. Clear.
Well, anyway, so we should move on to the Power Morphicon news. Because, actually, this happened, right after we recorded, was that the tickets went on sale.
Sold out.
and the range of the prices were the Red Ranger package was 60, and then the Gold Ranger package was exclusive VIP was 100. And then the gold one sold out in 2 days.
Everybody wants the Gold Rangers package.
Heck yeah, have you seen him?
Hey, yeah. Mike Ginn, what's up, baby?
Wow.
But I went for that one.
I sure as hell didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't have time to. So
I really don't like
I
the
had
idea.
Time. I had plenty of time. I just didn't do it. I saw everybody saying, oh, they're 50% sold out. Nah, I don't care. It just doesn't seem like... I don't like the idea of them saying that you get the opportunity to purchase tickets.
To buy more,
I think that's the one I'm just are you serious right now? Really? You just bought $100 and mm-hmm. bought $100. You just spent $100 and then you get the opportunity to buy some more stuff.
Honestly, if they would have even just named a couple of potential events you could buy and the price of said potential events, I probably would have gone for the gold.
That would have gone a long way. I did it just because I do want the option for the full experience.
Yeah, the full experience. That's what it is.
I still don't really like that. It's you know nothing about it. You're just like, okay, here's $100. Hopefully it'll be cool.
Yeah, I don't like to go into anything completely blind. It's just... Yeah. Because, I mean, what if it ends up being events I like and I can't afford it? Or what if it ends up being events I don't give a crap about? Then you just wasted $20.
That's right.
Wait, what was the first one you get? What is the first one you like but you can't – oh, that you can't afford it?
Yeah, I mean,
don't know how much more we're going to have to pay.
Oh, my goodness.
$50?
Oh, my goodness. If it was $50, then that's ridiculous. It cannot be equal to, one of the passes.
We don't know.
Can you even name potential events that you think they would actually be able to do?
Well, there's rumors of a rave.
Okay, who cares about that? You don't limit that. You want as many people to go because.
Yeah, exactly.
Other conventions have done this where they have VIP events and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can have a VIP. Okay, well let me finish. You can have, they've had VIP meet and greets or whatever. That's on the low end. They've had, brunches, dinners, whatever. They've had, let me see what else I've heard that other cons have done.
Yeah, just like at the last one that we were
Well,
at,
see.
we had their own little autograph session.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that I mean, but you would nobody would actually pay to do that. I mean, like I'm thinking of stuff that people would actually pay
Okay, see,
yeah.
that's one thing.
Extra.
How many golds were there total?
150.
150. How in God's name would 150 people at a brunch be remotely interesting to
No,
you?
but that no, but that's the
150
thing.
people?
It wouldn't be it would not be 150 people at one
Well,
event.
even if what, 50 a day, half the people only buy it? I mean, it's still going to
No,
be a lot of people, though, probably.
no. Hold up. What I believe that they're trying to do, they're trying to do a bunch of events, you know, a bunch of different events that are like on smaller scales. So let's say like this event can only have like 10 people or 15 people. This event can only, you know, this event can have 25 people or whatever. So they have a bunch of those that are in that are multitude, and you can pick and choose which ones you want to do, which ones you don't want to do. Because I can't imagine any like event really that will be like, oh, all 150 people. I can't imagine that kind of thing. But I
That
can
sounds
imagine like
like.
smaller, you know, smaller manageable things where like people could be like, oh, okay, I want to have like lunch with that person. And it wouldn't be 150. It'd be like maybe like 10 or, you know,
Man, that just sounds like such a hassle to me. We'll find
I don't know.
out.
I mean, it can, if done properly, it can work. It just has to be done
And like,
properly.
how many of these special events can you actually do while still having all the regular stuff?
I would hope, and I would assume that, you know, like we won't have events that are like back to back to back to back. Like, oh my goodness, I have to go to this one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. I would hope that there is some kind of break, like where like people could like simmer down and then like, you know.
But I'm
But it
like,
sounds as if it's like a lot of the most of the events are going to be Saturday and Sunday. So I'm just like, when is that time? I don't know. Or maybe they'll have like the VIP event on Friday because there's not as much going on Friday as Saturday and Sunday.
maybe that might be a better idea. But because I'm thinking, like, these actors, do you think they're gonna wanna, like, wake up in the morning, go to a VIP breakfast with someone, go to a panel, go to a VIP lunch with somebody, go to a panel? It's just, oh, you're gonna run them
I think
ragged.
that's why they have to charge for it, is because the actors will probably be like, well, if you pay me, yeah, I'll go to this brunch.
And that's the thing, is there's only a certain number of actors that are going to have enough demand to get 15 people, I think. I don't think everybody's going to go clamor to go have lunch with.
Russia? Heck yeah.
I wasn't going to say her, okay?
Yes, you were.
Just going to leave me. No, I was going to say anybody from Wild Horse, actually.
Jessica Rae, I would go have brunch with her.
Yeah, don't you leave my Jessica
Talk
Rae.
about
Do
swimsuits. Do you think 15 people would, though?
yes,
I think
boys.
15, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Bunch of horny little jerk off. Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, if you're going to be with like 15 people, what if it's going to be 15 douchebags? You know, you can't even enjoy your time with said actor or actress because you got a bunch of douchebags there too.
Isn't that a convention? I
Yeah,
mean,
pretty much. Yeah, it's.
what if you're stuck in a line with a bunch of
Becomes super
douchebags?
territory.
What if you're sitting in a row at the panel and there are a bunch of douchebags? You're gonna it, that's kind of the nature of the game, isn't it, though? But it
Yeah,
might
but
turn out well.
you've always got friends around you then, so you know you got a
You
buffer.
have friends. Stop that.
What?
Stop that noise.
Well, hopefully you'll have friends with a gold pass.
That's true.
You do
Yeah.
have friends. Well, not Jer, but you.
Me and
Wow.
Lisa will be there.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, like
Have to mooch off one of you.
Phil Avril, Khan,
Yeah,
Jeff.
I was gonna say, if Khan, Jen, Phil, Avril, you guys all have the gold, I think I'd be okay. I'd find somebody to mooch off of if there was some awesome gold event that I just had to go to.
Guess, yeah, that's what I read too. Like each gold person would have an option of a plus one. Like, huh?
Really?
Like,
Well,
that's
then
what
what's
I
the
read.
point? What is the
That's what
point?
I'm saying. I'm just like, what? I mean, maybe the plus one, like, oh, if you're a parent and then it's your kid or something. But I'm like, but then if you have a
Here's my
plus
baby.
one, then
Yay.
that would be like, okay, anybody. I don't
Yeah,
get
so
it.
that's like 300 people right there. Yeah.
But I
I
think
don't
this
think.
is a special event. I don't think it's like, you know, like the VIP sitting or
Well,
the
no, I would hope not the
like
seating.
no, but
Some
then
other
crap.
stuff like seating, I don't give a crap about seating.
Yeah.
And Lisa and I better be getting the special NPS media seats right in the front.
Yeah, see, like, I can understand you wanting a good seat if you're going to try to record the thing, but, like, other people, I don't see why they would give that much of a crap. I mean, how many times in Morphicon did we actually go sit in the front row? Or even try to?
Oh, well, I wasn't with you guys, so I wouldn't know.
I mean, like, we never, like, made an effort to go sit as close as humanly possible.
No, we wanted the seats together.
Yeah, we made
that's what the experience mostly is we want to hang out with our friends. We don't really care about the Rangers.
We tried to sit together and sit away from the unwashed masses.
Holy crap, y'all. I was going around the boards and reading people different comments about, you know, because when gold sold out, like, in 2 days, then that's when silver popped up for $80.
Silver is ridiculous.
What's
wrong with silver? It's just, hey, you don't get the VIP access, but hey, you have the option to buy all our crap.
But I think it popped up because people wanted.
I know, that's the crazy part.
But it comes with a couple of free things, right? Like a t-shirt.
A t-shirt, yeah.
A t-shirt's typically worth $20, isn't it?
It better be the Benta shirt.
You get a limited edition PMC t-shirt. You get a gold power coin. You get exclusive gift bags. You get exclusive badge and lanyard.
Yes, lanyard.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually all that stuff. All that stuff is actually kind of worth the silver. I mean, the $20, you know? That's actually about $20.
No. Okay, a t-shirt. Okay, fine, a t-shirt. The power coin, that's cool. Okay, fine. And you get the ability to buy exclusive PMC merchandise. Mm.
Mm. What's an exclusive PMC print? What is the exclusive print?
Hopefully it's a group photo or something.
And then there's two of them. It's like limited edition PMC print that everybody gets. And then there's an exclusive Morphicon 2 PMC print.
I do think those bonuses are worth 20. I don't think it's worth 20 to sit close and have the opportunity to buy garbage.
Well, you know what? You're tall, though. Like, for us short people, if we get stuck in the back, we can't see Jack. Okay?
What's the difference between VIP sitting and early admittance? Don't those kind of go hand in hand?
No, early admittance could be let me see.
Maybe there's like an event before the convention, quote unquote, technically opens.
And an early admittance is also like if they had the dealer's room, you can get in before everybody else.
Oh, I don't buy. I never bought. I didn't buy anything last time, so
maybe Oracle will still be for sale.
You could go, or like last time, you could go and buy Transformers and other random toys that have nothing to do with Power Rangers.
I mean, for real though, like what else are people gonna? I mean, there's not much that you can buy.
How many PR dealers are there out there in the world?
Exactly. It's not
there was quite a bit of Power Ranger merchandise, though, there.
Well, from Scott.
Well, yeah. He had the best table.
He had the off-price stuff.
There was another table, the one with the power sword and the big screen playing Sentai.
Oh, the bootleg DVDs. Yeah, the bootleg DVDs table.
You know, great. There wasn't much. I mean, besides Scott's table was the best table, but then everyone else was just like, okay, I already got that. I got that. I mean, you know, it's like, so I don't know. I mean, and that's the thing. We are so niche. It's, you know,
yeah, it is.
But maybe because of like the new toys coming out in junk, like, you know, they'll probably have like the new toys because I know that I have not even tried.
They'll probably have the stuff you can go buy at any store. Mm-hmm. Great.
What I'm saying is when people get amongst their friends and the peer pressure comes in, you're like, interesting. My Toys R Us is X amount of miles away from me. I'm right here at a convention. Let me buy this now. Maybe. I don't know. It's better than nothing.
My favorite new toy is still Tommy riding a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite toy. He's riding a giant yellow tiger because God forbid they release a second figure of one of the female Rangers.
That's not. I mean, really. you want females? What?
Oh, clearly the Green Ranger should be riding the giant yellow tiger. It makes so much sense.
Where's that?
Well, yeah, it's going to be the Tiger Zord next year anyway.
Hello, transition, continuity.
Right.
Is the giant yellow tiger he gets, right? The yellow one.
Look,
I don't even know
the
where you're
Yellow
buying that type of
Tiger,
sticker.
you know, had to do some bleaching, right? That's fine. You know, Michael Jackson did
Kidding me?
it.
I don't buy any. The only thing I bought was the basic figures and the Megazord.
Really? That's good.
Nothing else looks.
All I got was the basic figures. I didn't even buy the Megazord.
And
Dude, you gotta get the Megazord!
I've got the original.
Dude, you gotta. This one has better stickers though. Accurate
does it?
stickers.
Are
They're
they?
actually accurate. All the shoulder ones aren't accurate on the original one.
Interesting.
You know? You look at
Didn't notice
it.
that. I'll have to look at it.
They don't have the
I've
right
seen it. I
arrow.
didn't
How
even
much is
notice
the
when
Megazord?
$25.
All right, spy, get on
Now I have to get you that too.
What? Why do
and
you
you can
have to
hold
get
it,
it?
and you can hold it for me until we get an
Until
exhibition.
Morphicon. Wait, why can't you buy it?
Lazy.
You know, honestly, what they might do is because they might release a special edition one at the Disney store, because that's what they did for RPM.
A Megazord?
Yeah. Like the RPM one, if you bought it at the Disney store, it had chrome.
What? I didn't know
Oh.
that. I don't think I
Yeah.
have a Disney store around here, but man.
Yeah, my Disney store is downtown. Dang.
So you might want to hold out. Maybe there might be an MMPR chrome.
Ooh.
Not saying there is, just that there might.
But yeah, I mean, like, looking back on the registration, you know, it's like exclusive PMC merchandise. I mean, maybe a special toy.
That would be cool. I want an Orico to go with the anniversary Red Ranger figures. That's what
You
I want.
would.
Most than
That'd be cool.
More than anything, I
You
just want to
would.
complete
You
that
would.
set.
Oh,
You
you
know
got
what?
like a hard on for them alien race.
Actually,
Jeez.
you know what
I
I want?
do.
I want
But I do.
a.
I want to. I know you guys are going to hate this too, but you got to get the Jungle Fury one in there too.
No, you know what I want? I want one of Nick that's actually his regular costume.
Oh,
Yeah, that
true.
would be good too.
True.
Not
Whoever
like the
they're missing in there.
crazy.
We just need to complete the set. Complete it. They're on my shelf right here, and I'm looking at them, and it's like they're naked. They need their friends.
Oh my goodness.
They could re-release some that are clearly not just repaints of the exact same body sculpt. That'd be cool.
No, I'm okay with that actually. I don't mind.
Even when there's big cuffs on ones that don't have cuffs.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like Jason with his big bulge for no reason.
Gosh.
Not that big bulge.
But the detail, they have the really detailed weapons though, so it's like that kind of offsets it.
Except for Tommy's sword is messed up. It doesn't have a star on it. It has like a
Mine
three
has like a little, yeah, it's like a
and
little
the big
melting
lump on the
star.
bottom.
Oh.
It's a three-pointed star, sort
Holy
of.
crap. But yeah, I was on some of these boards and like people, you know, like some like I'm like outraged, you know, they're like, oh my goodness, Morphicon, they're acting like they're a scam and they're just taking people's money and we don't know what's going on and blah blah
Yeah,
blah.
that's ridiculous. Like, as
Seems like a
much as I'm always mad that this stuff isn't like pre-planned and it doesn't, you know, looks like it's always kind of shaky. I
Yeah.
never thought it was a scam.
Right.
No.
I mean, even the first time.
I knew
I
things
mean,
would come together the first time. Yeah, it was
yeah.
just like, just give them
I
a
just wish
minute.
it would have come together quicker. Not that I
Yeah.
think it's a scam.
We're just a little
That's
excited
silly.
because this is all we get. So it's like, we just want to know what we're looking forward to.
And the thing, and what really, I guess, irks me is that people can, oh, like, what's the programming? What are the events? What are the this? What I'm like, people don't put out their like schedule or the events like until like weeks before the convention.
Yeah, you
Like
gotta know who's
this
actually
is
gonna
this.
be there. Aaron
So
Cahill
yeah.
might cancel on you. You never know.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean it's okay to like want them to put out like hotels, of course, but
Right.
the exact schedule, a little
Like come
early.
on. Yeah. And yeah, and it's going on and on. I'm like, look, there are many things that they could have done better, and I will agree with you. But now I think people are just complaining to complain.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that too, actually. Sometimes I'll be in there and I'll be like, you don't have the schedule up, what? But I mean,
Yeah.
obviously, I don't really care
Yeah,
to.
Spy gets real catty.
I just like to mix things up, you
You just like, oh, what they gonna say? What gonna say? Oh, they don't have the like, you know, Austin St. John panel by himself. Oh my God.
Davy Jones is tentative, what?
What?
You confirm him.
Don't you dare drop Raja. Don't you dare.
Oh my
She
goodness, if
better
Roger
not.
didn't show up, I will be rolling. I will be
Oh
laughing in your face, but
my.
I will be
What is she doing? What could she possibly be doing? Serena Vincent. I know she's got a Today Show thing, but Raja,
she's got a what?
Today Show.
She's like a little correspondent.
Yeah, every now and again. Yep.
What does she do?
She's on the Girly Girl 4th Hour of the Today Show. She's kind of a love expert.
Oh,
she's an author.
she talks to Hoda.
Yep, Hoda.
Relationship expert.
Wow, you write one book. You're an expert.
She wrote two.
Okay.
She wrote a book.
She wrote how to eat like a hot chick and how to live like a hot chick, I think. That's what it's called.
Is it written in Fran?
I don't know, I didn't buy it.
Yeah,
I'm not a hot chick.
whatever. So yeah, she co-wrote it with some other chick. And so yeah, they're on the Today Show, every once in a while, doing a thing. I don't watch it, I don't care, but
nobody watches the 4th Hour of the Today Show. Nobody does.